crowded airports, lack of staff, delayed flights. You think it's bad here in Europe? It's worse. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 23rd day of June. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, we've got new unemployment numbers to share. The markets bounced upward today. We'll tell you why. Speaking of the markets, how about listing cannabis companies on the exchange? Netflix has cut jobs, and why? Is the offer to buy Kohl's off the table? Oil industry executives said the White House meeting was productive. Chick-fil-A is getting really serious about drive-thrus. No, really, really serious. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the Supreme Court expanded gun rights. Check your stocks. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday or Friday Eve edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us day and night at IOB_NewsHour. Airline travel in the U.S. has been, in a word, unpredictable, with thousands of flights canceled. However, airline travel in Europe is worse. The Associated Press is reporting that after 2 years of pandemic restrictions, travel demand has roared back. But the airlines and airports that slashed jobs during the depths of the COVID-19 crisis are struggling to keep up. With a busy summer tourism season underway in Europe, passengers are encountering chaotic scenes at airports, including lengthy delays, canceled flights, and headaches over lost luggage. In fact, there are mountains of luggage. London's Gatwick and Heathrow airports are asking airlines to cap their flight numbers. Discount carrier EasyJet is scrapping thousands of summer flights to avoid last-minute cancellations. Meanwhile, the Biden administration scrapped COVID-19 tests for people entering the U.S., and that is giving an extra boost to pent-up demand for transatlantic travel. Over at Heathrow, a sea of unclaimed luggage blanketed the floor of the terminal last week. The airport blamed technical glitches with the baggage system and asked airlines to cut 10% of flights at two terminals this past Monday, which affected about 5,000 passengers. And get this, in Sweden, lines for security at Stockholm's Arlanda Airport have been so long this summer that many passengers have been arriving more than 5 hours before boarding time. So many are showing up so early that officials are turning away travelers arriving more than 3 hours before their flight to ease the congestion. So yeah, airline travel, it's pretty much bad everywhere. Well, the good news was that weekly jobless claims came in lower, but there is a but. CNBC is reporting that initial claims for state unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 229,000 for the week ending June 18. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast 227,000 applications for the latest week. Claims have been treading water since tumbling to more than a 53-year low of 166,000 back in March, showing signs of some cooling in the labor market. There have been reports of job cuts, mostly in the technology and housing sectors, with the latter experiencing a moderation in activity as mortgage rates have surged in response to rising inflation expectations and aggressive interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. The overall labor market, however, does remain tight. There were 11.4 million job openings at the end of April, with nearly two openings for every unemployed person. The economy, by the way, added 390,000 jobs in May. Next week, we'll be getting more data, so stay tuned. Well, there was some good news and not so good news today. After opening higher, Wall Street sputtered during the midday, but in the end, the major averages showed solid growth. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. What if cannabis companies could be traded on the New York Stock Exchange? Well, it may be coming to that. MarketWatch is reporting that Congressman Troy A. Carter Sr., a Democrat from Louisiana, and Guy Reschenthaler, a Republican from Pennsylvania, formally introduced a bipartisan bill that would allow legal cannabis companies to get loans and trade on U.S. stock markets. The Capital Lending and Investment for Marijuana Businesses, or CLIMB Act, would help smaller, minority, and veteran-owned businesses to pursue lending and investment opportunities already available to other domestic and regulated industries. The bill aims to, quote, create a safe harbor for national security exchanges to list the securities of legal cannabis businesses, end quote. It's not been a good year for Netflix. The Verge is reporting the company is cutting around 300 jobs as part of a second round of layoffs. The company previously laid off around 150 employees and dozens of contractors back in May. The layoffs impact many different teams and mostly workers in the U.S., though international roles are also being cut. It is the latest round of job cuts after Netflix's rough Q1 earnings report, where it announced that revenue growth was slowing and that it had lost subscribers for the first time in over a decade. Yeah, it was just a week or so ago that we reported the franchise group was offering $60 a share to buy Kohl's department stores. With more than 1,100 stores boasting approximately $19 billion in annual sales, Kohl's is the largest department store chain in the United States. Unfortunately, the entire retail sector has been in decline for years, having been undercut by prices from discount outlets and stripped of prestige by luxury stores. Well, now comes word that the franchise group may be wanting to back out of the purchase. The Wisconsin-headquartered company entered into a three-week exclusive negotiation period for a potential sale with the franchise group. Now, the retail holding company, which owns the Vitamin Shoppe and other brands, is trying to lower its bid for the chain to $50 a share from the originally agreed upon $60. It's being reported that part of the downplay in the price is that the franchise group is concerned about a potential recession that would drive down expected retail sales. Well, there was a much-talked-about Biden administration meeting today with oil executives who called the event constructive. Last week, President Biden called for major U.S. oil refiners to take part in the emergency meeting with Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, as he also criticized their profits and urged them to produce more gasoline and diesel. About the meeting, the American petroleum industry said, quote, Secretary Granholm's meeting with American refineries today was a constructive discussion about ways to address rising energy costs and create more certainty for global energy markets, end quote. Also, the American petroleum industry and 27 other energy groups urged Biden and his cabinet officials to visit major U.S. energy facilities before the president makes his planned trip to oil-rich Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Middle East. Good food is one thing, but so too is speedy service at the fast drive-thru. Chick-fil-A is hoping to make the experience not only faster, but also more convenient. Mashed is reporting that, according to Restaurant Dive, the chain is temporarily appending drive-through express lanes to 60 of its drive-through locations across the country. Now, here's what's going on. The lane can be used by customers who pre-order their meals with the Chick-fil-A app before showing up at the drive-through. Here's what the company said, quote, the express lane cuts down ordering and payment time significantly, granting customers access to greater speed, ease, and convenience when they want it the most, end quote. So if this initial rollout proves financially fruitful, then Chick-fil-A plans to implement more of these express lanes at other locations across the nation. While McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell are also hopping on the drive-through express, it is all about speed and convenience. Wall Street ended the day up, but then midway during the session, stocks traded lower. But by the afternoon, the major indexes were back in the green. The Dow finished the day up by 194 points to close at 30,677, while the NASDAQ added 179 points to end the session at 11,232. It was the S&P 500 that picked up 35 points to close at 3795. Looking at the broader market, stocks favoring consumer staples, utilities, real estate, and healthcare products drove the sector up by about 2%. Consumer staples like Clorox gained 6%. And this was interesting. Home builder stocks also rallied on the day's trade, while energy stocks became the worst performer. And finally, there is this. And this might mean something if you're holding stock in gun companies. The U.S. Supreme Court has expanded gun rights for the first time in more than a decade. In a 6-3 decision, SCOTUS struck down a century-old law in New York State requiring applicants for concealed weapons licenses to demonstrate proper cause and good moral character. The majority opinion, written by Justice Clarence Thomas, says the law's restrictions violate the Second and Fourteenth Amendments, which, quote, protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home, end quote. The ruling is expected to have nationwide impact, affecting at least five other states, California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, that have similar laws in place. States that favor stricter gun controls could work around the ruling by expanding lists of sensitive locations where firearms are not allowed. Oh, and yeah, on the news, gun stock prices surged. So, yeah, at least there's that. And that is a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.